This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Crossrope. Exercise equipment made to travel with you wherever you go. Get your ropeless jump rope. Save $20 off of $100 with code MMA. Garvey, your one-stop shop for families and businesses. Save 15% off with code MMA. All Powers, get your portable power solutions, including solar generators and more. Save 10% off with code MMA. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 734.
734.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show by my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening?
Division leaders, division champs, go Bears.
King of the North. I might have to go back here because my mic kicks off when I get too loud.
Oh, now it didn't capture anything.
King of the North.
Right, 7-3, baby. We were like 3-14 or something, 15 last year. We played like shit.
We lost 10 in a row. That I know. It's unbelievable.
I mean, here's what obviously, they probably shouldn't be winning these games, but they're finding ways to win, which is better than finding ways to lose. And they have shit to figure out still. And you can tell it's heading in the right direction. Like, they're figuring it out. It's just a matter. There's been a lot of weird things that have happened. We're banged up on defense. You know, I think we have the worst first and second down defense in the league, but the best third down defense, which is like weird and confusing. We're terrible inside the red zone on offense. Like,
I think maybe on third down the play calling might be more aggressive. I'd like to see like how many times do we actually blitz on a third down, but maybe that's what's happening. We're maybe a little more aggressive, but it's just amazing to think that we're not even close to our full potential yet, and we're fucking 7-3. Like, there's so many holes in every aspect of the game. I mean, you could look at offense and say, oh, the fucking receivers keep dropping balls and blah, blah, blah. And defense, we have no sacks. No, our secondary's injured. Special teams is a clusterfuck at times.
Like, yeah, they haven't done that much. I mean, Caleb, I don't know. Caleb still runs for his life, but he's making passes.
He's elusive as fuck. Because that's what the one stat that everyone has a hard on for is the time to throw. Like, oh my God, he holds the ball too long. I'm like, that stat is fucking useless. He's holding the ball so long because he's elusive. He's extending the play and avoiding the sack. Hence why that time to throw is so high. Yeah. And some of the time he's making an awesome throw at the end of it.
Yes,
he's running
the air,
yes,
whizzing him downfield. Yeah, I mean, I think him and Loveland are going to be something in the next 2-3 years. Surprisingly, DJ Moore has been really quiet. I don't know what his deal is.
I think
he hurts.
Yeah, I think some of the receivers are actually injured and playing injured, and that's probably why we're seeing specifically with him like dropped passes that he would normally catch. And
I think he did have one pretty nice one, didn't he? Like that he's. Like,
he had one, but he dropped one.
He did.
Like, wide open. Like, hit him in the chest, which is super annoying. And then the other thing is, we still aren't taking into account, like, how the refs are against us so hard.
Oh, my God. Freaking face mask, they didn't call it? Like
that was the clearest face. And there's that picture of the ref.
His head's like.
Right behind them, watching the face mask going, I see him.
Yeah, I mean, his head is literally turned backwards. He got face masked so hard, like, and you didn't catch that. I mean, give me a break. And that could have been a first down. And the whole thing, it seems like they don't want us to win. I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah, and we still keep finding a way to win. And on top of that, so there's usually like 2-3 pretty significant calls either against us or stuff that they didn't call. Because then there was also. There could have been a roughing the passer where Caleb got blasted after he threw the ball. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, didn't see it.
Don't call anything.
And then you look at the number of penalties on us. I think
typical games, it's usually 2-1, like the amount of calls on us versus the other team. I think in this game, it was a 4-1 ratio. And again, I'd like to see it like hockey, like balance it out. Like if you're going to call 4 on them or 4 on us and 1 on them, it should be 4-4. And I granted, it's not going to always be that way, but try to make yourself less a part of the game, refs. Because it's not just the Bears. It's some of the other teams, too. Like, you saw there's horrific calls going on where they're just missing shit or just calling the game wrong. And then it just, with all the betting scandals, makes you think, is everyone on the fucking take, especially the refs? Because it sure seems like it. There's definitely some bias against the Bears, 100%.
It seems like it. I just don't know why. It's weird.
No, I think there's some kind of a directive out there. Like, fuck the Bears over.
It's not working. We're 7-2,
working. Just that's what I'm saying. Just think how it'll go. Like when we get all cylinders firing and the refs are at least neutral to us. You don't even have to be on our side. Just be neutral.
Yeah.
Like you should be. Like, fuck. So are we in the playoffs now?
No shit.
We're leading the division. It's sick.
The only thing, okay, we have 2 games in like 6 days. So we have the Steelers on Sunday and then we play Friday. Black on Black Friday.
Like 11 o'clock or something retarded. In
Philly, which that's going to be
yeah, we got hard games coming up. So I think if you could do like 1 win out of the next 3.
Packers. Philly, Packers, and freaking
8-5.
Steelers. Steelers, Packers, and Philadelphia. That's a tough.
Well, Steelers, Rodgers may be out because he fucking
potentially
broke his left wrist. He would say he wants to play, but it's like a 50-50 right now. So that would be good. And then we'll see what the rest of the teams. Because also, we're going to start getting our defense back because Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon should be coming back in the next week or two.
Yeah.
So, like, everything's going to start ramping up right perfectly. And we're playing fucking good ball. I think we're leading the league in most comebacks. When we're down by 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, I don't know we're at, like 5 comeback wins. I don't know if it's definitely the best for the season. I don't know if it's the best ever for a season, it's got to be up
Caleb
there.
Caleb is potentially could hit 4,000 yards if he keeps his, I think his average is just shy of on pace for 4,000 yards for the season, which is pretty epic. I mean, and there's still people across the league who talk shit about him. I don't get it. Like some of these reporters, and I follow a couple of Reddit things, and just people capping on him, saying he's not the right quarterback. I don't know. I it feels like franchise situation to me. I mean, if he continue, he's grown in exponentially since last year. Like every game, it's better and better and better. So I'm excited. I think next year. We could go on a run if everybody stays healthy.
Yeah, we're just scratching the surface. And the other thing, we have 3 guys in defense that are leading the league in interceptions.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, that's the thing that we're getting. And that's the challenging thing, because if we don't get the takeaways, then we're kind of fucked because we're not playing perfect football.
No.
But those takeaways are massive. So I'm glad I didn't bet on the Bears this year because I felt like I was going to jinx them.
Thank you for not betting
like
on them.
Making the playoffs or, you know, make it to whatever, win the division. It's all good in the hood.
Go Bears.
That's right. Let's get some UFC. UFC 322 recap.
Oh boy. Yes.
Where do you want to start? Brawl or main event?
Maybe main event.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I just
Makhachev versus JDM.
You knew I think it was pretty clear. Makhachev is a beast, man. I think he had 18 or 19 minutes of ground control in the fight. Like he just like a freaking blanket, you know? So just like unstoppable, strong as shit. It was not exciting necessarily, but it was
zero effective. Excitement.
It was effective. So
Yeah, but it kills my will to live. These fucking wrestlers with their fucking takedowns. He just held him down. Like, he threw some leg kicks. And but the other thing is JDM, such shitty takedown defense. Because, I mean, even the first shot of the fight where you took him down, very weak takedown, and he got it. Like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're giving that one up, like, we're in for a long night. And it sure as shit was, but when he had him down, I think the total strikes for Makhachev, 26 significant strikes landed. I mean, 25 minute fight?
Like one around.
Like, what are we doing?
We're grapple fucking everybody. We're just holding him down. I don't know. Like, it, I guess ground control is something, but like.
To Major Tom?
Yes. It's boring. I think they need to stand him up when it gets like this because it's just not fun to watch.
No one wants this shit. It goes back to that point of, I don't care if this isn't a fucking wrestling match. I don't care if you can hold someone down. You're killing the sport. No one wants to see that. You're getting booed. Do something. Finish the fucking fight. And they're just playing this game of like, I just want to be the double champ, or I just want to win. So I want to win over be exciting. Fine. I don't want to fucking watch you fight ever again. You're fucking killing the sport. Let's do some sponsors. I got to get out of that fight.
Ah, sorry. All right. The holidays are here, which means it's time to give the gift of smoothness.
You should say it's time. Like, I don't think you can.
I stopped myself
because copyright.
I don't want to get sued.
Exactly.
So whether you're shopping for your partner, your brother, or yourself, we don't judge. Manscaped's Performance Package 5.0 Ultra is the ultimate upgrade because nothing says happy holidays like a perfectly groomed package. For trimming, I agree with that statement. For trimming to freshening up, this is all in one grooming kit. Keeps you clean, confident, and ready for any festive occasion. So go ahead, unwrap confidence this season with Manscaped. Head over to manscaped.com and join over 13 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. Use code MMA15 for 15% off your entire order.
And they've been building the millions of people. I think when we started, it was just 1 million. Yes. Now we're up to 13.
We've been with them forever. They're the best.
That's right.
Love them.
And they, you get the all-in-one grooming kit. The Performance Package 5.0 Ultra is your ultimate holiday helper, taking care of everything from below-the-waist maintenance to taming those rogue nose and ear hairs. Think of it as your seasonal survival kit, keeping you clean, confident, and ready to dominate cuffing season and all the festivus gatherings ahead. Performance Package 5.0 Ultra doesn't just stop at grooming essentials. Comes with a bunch of stuff. You get two holiday bonuses. The Boxers 2.0 in colorway Midnight Bravo and the Shed 2.0 toiletry bag. These premium extras make sure you're always ready to jingle and mingle. Jingle, jangle. Whether at home or on the go, give the gift of smooth this holiday season with the Performance Package 5.0 Ultra. Get 15% off your entire order with code MMA15 at manscaped.com. That's 15% off with code MMA15 at manscaped.com. Stay on top of your grooming game and be ready for anything the season throws your way. Today's episode is also brought to you by Ridge. Now, I used to have a brick for a wallet, and now I have the thinnest wallet possible. It looks like a throwing star. I think those are semi-illegal, but this is totally legal. Fits very in your back pocket. Slim, unique, modern. You can hold 12 cards plus cash. I have the carbon model. You heard me. The carbon fiber model. And they have 50-plus colors to choose from, bunch of styles, over 100,000 five-star reviews, and all Ridge products have a lifetime warranty. It's literally the last wallet you'll ever have to buy.
Amazing. Ridge isn't just about wallets. They create premium everyday carry essentials like key cases, suitcases, and rings, all built with the same sleek, durable design. No matter what you pick, Ridge has free shipping, a 99-day risk-free trial, and a lifetime warranty on all of their products. For a limited time, our listeners get 10% off at Ridge by using code MMA10 at checkout. Just head to your ridge.com and use code MMA10 and you're all set. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you.
Word.
This episode is brought to you by Bubs Naturals. Getting older hits harder than you expect, right? There it is. One day you wake up with stiff joints and recovery from the gym takes longer. That was me before I started taking this kind of stuff. Aging sucks, but it doesn't have to. That's where Bubs Naturals collagen peptides come in and helps you turn back the clock. Bubs helps restore collagen levels closer to what your body naturally had in its youth. So your joints feel stronger, your hair and nails grow healthier, and your skin looks smoother. Collagen is the most abundant protein and is often referred to as the glue that holds our bodies together.
That's right. I like to throw mine in my oatmeal in the morning. Mixes very smoothly. And Bubs Naturals doesn't make the cleanest and most effective collagen peptides in the world. They also sell electrolyte supplements, MCT oil creamer, and more. All their products have clean ingredients and are third-party tested. Live better, longer. For a limited time only, our listeners are getting 20% off at Bubs Naturals by using code MMA at checkout. Just head to BUBSnaturals.com and use code MMA and you're all set. Hey, and after you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you. Bubs Naturals. Just like that, back to the show.
Back to the show.
Let's see, let's talk about this brawl. I got to have a sip here. So apparently Dylan Danis is in the crowd and sparks off a massive brawl with like the...
You want me to post the video? You got
Dagestan contingent. Yeah, you can go ahead.
Keep going. Keep talking. Here's the brawl.
So it's just chaos. So I'll say what happened later, but we can kind of enjoy a little bit. I'm going to have to blur this out because YouTube gets a little weird with brawls. Unless you're talking
about
self-defense.
Just hammer fisting everybody.
And Dylan's getting punched in the back of the head. In this kind of scenario, you want to get your back up against the wall. There's not really a wall.
That's right. The cops are completely ineffective. Can't do anything.
And Dylan's, I think the funny thing is you can see his red shoes flying around.
Yes.
Definitely don't want to be on the ground.
No, that's good.
But I probably want to get your back up against the cage. So,
still going. Still brawling. These guys weren't done. Oh, now they're done. Yeah, I don't know. Keep going.
I was going to say that. So I'm trying to find this thing. So Javier Mendez said Dylan Dallas was showing this video to the Dagestan section. It's allegedly an AI video, so I'll post this. Makachev and fucking Ali making out. So he's showing them that video. I guess that popped everything off. Like, whoopsies. And then Jorge Masvidal was doing, I think, his own podcast. And he said he was in back doing some stuff for the UFC. And then when he was done with that, he was coming up to the front. And he said he was actually going to fight Dylan Danis because he's like, I hate that guy. And I know he's here. And when he's coming out, that shit was already done and working its way back. So he actually got wrapped up by security. And they're like, what the fuck? He's like, what the fuck? And he said he actually has, the UFC has two handlers with Jorge when he's at these events so he doesn't get in trouble or trouble doesn't find him. And he said those guys had to tell the rest of the security that he wasn't involved in anything. So they left him alone because it's like there was a ton of cops, ton of security. And then at the end of the day, Dylan Danis is banned from
forever.
All UFCs.
Lifetime ban.
Yeah. But, you know, it's always weird because, like, what does Dylan do besides piss everybody off? I think that's his thing.
I mean, it doesn't. Yeah, the whole thing's really stupid. And, I mean, he's just causing trouble, trying to get in the news with this bullshit. And really, like, I don't see how that does anything for him to have a fight. You know, there's paying fans and no one wants to see this shit. I want to see a fight in the cage, not in the crowd. You know, that's just stupid.
Exactly. So we had that going on. We have this Valentina Shevchenko versus Weili Zhang. Fucking Shevchenko pitches a shutout. She's, I think, just too big for Weili. Lots of takedowns and dominant top control. And again, not fucking exciting. It's like, two stinker fucking
I think there's a trend here. The wrestlers, the smothering Eastern Bloc wrestlers are just dominating shit. So something's going to have to happen to counteract that. I don't know what it is. So, but we need some people to counteract this. Maybe you need better jiu-jitsu guys, or you need just guys who are going to be, you know.
You need, it goes back to, you need the Chuck Liddell. You need the wrestler, like a good wrestler with great takedown defense that has solid striking. If you can't get taken down, these guys are in a world of shit, because Makhachev's striking is okay, but it's not elite. So if you had a guy that can defend his takedowns, keep it standing, then there's a problem. Because that's kind of like Damian Maia when he couldn't get a fight to the ground, right?
Yep.
Like, now we're fucked. Like, shit. Because you can't play in his world. You got to keep these guys out of their world. And then even in that JDM fight, like, there were times like he was trying to initiate the takedown. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you should be throwing and throw no kicks also.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he trained any fucking wrestling. He probably did, but I think he was focused more on his jiu-jitsu. Like, and that did fucking absolutely nothing.
Did not work.
I think he was training with Craig Jones. I think Craig might, I don't know if he was in his corner. He was definitely on the octagon, so he might have been in his corner, but did not work. And then just the other fights, I saw Bo Nickel. He had a fucking nice head kick KO. One of those, sounds like you're kicking a side of beef, and the guy gets fucking sparked and flatlined. And then he made some weird comment. It was almost like scary similar to Uriah Hall. Remember how Uriah was murdering people? And then he's like, I don't like hurting people. Nickel said the same thing. He's like, I don't like hurting people and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that's never good. Like, if you have that mentality, those guys usually aren't that successful because they're afraid to hurt people. Like, you just gotta, well, the question is, do you want to be hurt yourself? Like, it's better to hurt someone than get hurt yourself.
Yeah, but why be a fighter then? I mean, there's going to be a high risk of injury. That's a contact sport, you know? So it doesn't make sense. If you don't want to hurt people, go be a, you know, be a salesperson.
Go golf.
At a desk, you know, like you won't be hurting anybody.
No.
So
just your golf clubs when you don't hit the fucking shot you want.
Yes.
And then a couple other takeaways. I saw Tracy Cortez. She was there. She, I believe, got submitted, but I'll show you this video and then I'll go, did she really lose? Did she really lose, Ingo?
Damn.
No. I'm just saying.
She still wins.
I think she still wins. And then Hezbollah was there.
Hey.
And Cam Scataboo, who's the running back for the Giants, he was at the UFC event and he wanted to meet Hezbollah. I think I could share sound. So he was super excited.
I gotta introduce you to this guy.
My name's Scat. Nice to meet you, bro. Nice to meet you.
Awesome. That's so sick.
Oh my God.
That's his thing. Scataboo! Kind of wish we had that guy. He's out for the season, I think, too.
With an injury. No.
Yeah. I think that was it for UFC 322. Unless you have anything else?
No.
I think I'm good. We'll move right along. What else is happening?
Well, we're talking about Tracy Cortez. I found this video. I can't share sound because unfortunately there's music playing in the background. But here's her and a bunch of UFC 322 fighters doing some grip strength training.
Yes.
Right? So here she's a 94.2 pounder, right? Jack Della Madonna. I still know how to say his name.
Just say JDM.
JDM, 118.
That's weak as shit.
Malcolm Wellmaker. It's also 118. Zhang Weili, I bet you also 118. Let's see.
No, I think she was in the 90s.
Oh, 91. Okay. Carlos Prates.
I think Islam broke it. He's using two hands, too.
123.
Cheater.
Makhachev, 250. Let's see.
No, he's like 155.
161.
He beat Pereira. I think Pereira had the record before that.
We got to get one of those. I wonder.
I have one.
You do?
Yeah, they're not. They're like $20.
What's your grip strength?
It was 150 something. I think 150 on the right hand, and then 130-ish on the left.
Grip strength tester. I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, they're like $20. I bought one.
Okay. Okay. I might have to have the fam do a little testing.
Exactly. I forgot what mine did. I ran it through a couple of people in my house. I'm like, here, try this.
Yeah. Why is it important?
It's, I think, a sign of the stronger your grip strength is, like, the longer your life is. I forgot why. There's some weird studies about how that correlates.
Huh. Can you strengthen your grip to the point of that you'll live longer because your grip is stronger?
I like it. That sounds good to me. I train grip strength when I'm doing my workouts, when I do forearm exercises. And
forearm exercises.
I don't know if I have my thing over there. But I bought like this industrial strength hand gripper that has multiple levels that you can move up, because some of them are dog shit. And the one I bought is like fucking metal grips, but it fucking shreds your hands on it. So I had to buy like grip tape and wrap it in fucking tape so you're not shredding your hands, because otherwise it's like, it's basically like a bench press bar. It's got that serrations on the bar.
Uh-huh.
So when you're squeezing it, it's like fucking tearing your skin off. But that's the most durable and strongest one I could find, versus the other ones where it's spring loaded and just turns. This one, you actually have a lever that moves between five different settings. So it's all good to know it.
I might have to buy one of these.
It's fun. I haven't used it in a while. And actually, like, my forearms and hands were tweaked just from doing, I said I did top golf for 3 hours the other day.
Oh yeah.
And now my forearms and my hand grip is all, they're all jacked right now from fucking just squeezing it, which is odd. It's Jake Paul. He said he's having a boxing match against fucking Anthony Joshua.
Yeah.
And Joshua is the one who just fucking KO'd Ngannou. So I'm going to pull up this. I think they have some of the details. Let me pull this up. Excuse me. So it said the official rules for the Anthony Joshua versus Jake Paul fight. It's going to be sanctioned professional heavyweight fight. We're doing eight 3-minute rounds, 10-ounce gloves. Anthony Joshua can't weigh more than 245 pounds, which isn't a big deal. I think when he fought Ngannou, he weighed 252. So he's been around 250-ish.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
Manageable, yeah.
And it said live on Netflix December 19th.
Wow.
What do you think the outcome is here?
I mean, I think Jake Paul handles him quite.
What? Really?
I think he handles him, yeah.
Do you think the fix is in then?
Maybe. I think he wins.
Okay. Go with that. I like
in the
this.
later rounds, like seventh, eighth round.
I think it's an early KO for Joshua. I think the reach is probably massive, because I imagine Joshua's got to be 6'5", 6'6". And the power difference will be noticeable. Because I know Jake is probably naturally a 185er, but he allegedly juiced up to fight Tyson. And I think Joshua is going to give him some of that ring justice that Tyson should have gave him.
I got the stats. So,
yeah, he's 6'6".
I didn't realize he was that big. I might have to change my prediction. I didn't realize he was that big. I thought he was like 6'3". Oh, geez. But he's old. So
it's okay for heavyweights, remember? You can go up to 40.
Jake's got that speed. I don't know.
At the end of the day, each guy is going to make a fuck ton of money. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm happy with that. I've got no problem with this kind of fight, but I just think this is way too many steps ahead for Jake.
Maybe they know something we don't know.
His last time to make a big paycheck. Because he did tweet out something. He said $267 million. I don't know what that was referring to, but I'm assuming it's in some relation to this fight. It's just, it's crazy.
It's nuts. I'll watch. It's free. I'll watch
it's
it.
Free. I'll watch if it. I can. Did Netflix fix their shit? Do I yes. have to watch Antonio Brown's Twitter while he's live streaming from the event? Although I think he's actually in prison right now. So, because I know they extradited him from another country.
Oh, really?
For alleged attempted murder. He, yeah, like, I don't remember where he was. But, like, a bunch of people were coming after him. He pulled a gun out and fired it in the air. So, yeah, he's got some charges coming. He should beat him, but he's got some charges coming down. What else is going on?
What else is going on? So, oh, the Liver King. You know, he got in trouble a while back for stalking Joe Rogan and threatening Joe Rogan, all kinds of weird shit. Apparently, the charges were all dropped. He got arrested and was held on bond, and I guess he's got to stay 200 feet away from Rogan and his family and where he works and everything else. And, you know, it sounds like everything got dropped. So maybe
That's
Joe dropped
odd.
it.
Yeah, or Joe didn't press the charges. I mean, who knows? It's odd. The whole scenario was odd. Like, why are you threatening Joe? Joe seems like a good guy. Well, Liver King is fucking out of his mind. That's for sure. So that's happened. We got some this day or this week in UFC or MMA history. So I got a couple. So almost 32 years ago,
yeah,
the first UFC. Royce Gracie wins. The first UFC wins $50,000. And then November 15th, 2008, 17 years ago, Brock Lesnar becomes the UFC heavyweight champion in his fourth professional fight, where he lunchboxes Randy Couture into submission with his ham hocks.
That was bad. Randy was,
it was
like
so bad.
Way out of his element. He's so much smaller than Brock in that fight.
Yeah, and Brock's hands are about the size of Randy's head when he's fucking raining blows down. It was brutal.
It was.
And Randy was really a light heavyweight moving up to heavyweight. The only reason he moved up to heavyweight, I think, was because Tim Sylvio was the champion. He's like, I know I can fucking beat this guy. So he went at him and fucking starched him. The good old days of UFC when Tim Sylvia was champion wearing his heavyweight belt, grocery shopping, and doing everything.
Can't blame the man.
Not at all. Then there was some action on eye pokes. So Herb Dean made a statement talking about some changes coming. He said, so we made a rule. It's a foul to extend the fingers towards the eyes.
Oh, good.
That's the rule we've already had in place. So that rule has been there, but we haven't been enforcing it. So we're going to move forward on that. So I don't know when that's going to happen. But again, this could be the scenario, and maybe this is the way it works, is if the guys are doing that and you just warn right off the bat, like, hey, fucking stop that. You do it again, point. That's when I think the warning makes sense. Not after you've already poked someone in the eye, but you see him like trying to fucking do the John Jones defense, right? Like John always fucking does that.
Yeah.
Every fucking fight. So
he does, because it's effective. Nobody wants to get poked in the eyeballs.
Yeah. And nobody takes a point off. And even if you take a point off, it's probably still worth it to poke someone in the eye. And I'm not saying to do that, but I'm just saying, unless you get DQ'd, which I still don't think they would do to you.
No.
It's still probably worth it for the point. You still got two other rounds or four other rounds if it's a championship fight. What else is happening?
All right, I got one more thing and then really just knowledge. But I don't know if we covered this ever. I think maybe we did. But 60 Minutes had over the weekend had this story about this chess boxing world championship.
Yeah, we've brought it up a couple of times.
Have we? So, you know, they box and then they do some chess and all that stuff. But I think it's pretty crazy because this is like based out of Serbia. And let me fast forward a little bit. So there, it was on 60 Minutes, which is like CBS, like, you know, primetime Sunday night. They were talking about this and how this is really growing. It's like a thing.
That's weird.
And they have like, you know, the chess table next to it, and they fight and then do chess and then fight and do chess, and that's how it goes. So, I think it's wild that these alternative type sports are starting to get like some momentum. So,
Well, is it more entertaining? Like, I can't see myself at a fight and then, like, you're all dialed up and, like, okay, now let's watch them play chess. Like, that's such the polar opposite. It's like watching Islam wrestle fuck someone. That's what the chess seems like to me.
yeah, well, and there's if you here, if you look at the videos, there's like nobody in the crowd, like no one's there.
Hence
So it's like,
why it makes
because nobody
sense.
who wants to watch people play chess. I mean,
That
if I
does
want to
if
play
there's
people play chess, maybe the chess masters, I would go watch that, not some random dudes who box to
there's
play
no
chess.
excitement to unless it was like a battle chess or something where you had actual humans on the board.
Ooh, has anyone done that? Two
I don't
chess
know.
masters and the humans move on the board.
That's right. And then they actually kill each other. Like you take prison. Here we go. I gotta always go back to prisoners. You have prisoners in there. Some of you guys are gonna live, some of you guys are gonna die, but you gotta fucking execute the person when you take their spot. It probably can't do that in the United States, but I bet there's a couple countries we can get this done in.
They could do it in Russia, probably Serbia.
One of those. And I'm gonna skip this one. I'll just briefly say it, and then because I want to get to the next topic, it'll be a little longer. But I didn't know. I think it was this Eric McGracken had posted a tweet, and he said there's some states that UFC has fights in that the doctors cannot stop the fight. Like
Really?
I had no
Does it
idea.
say which states?
I'll just pull up the graphic real quick because I don't want to go in too deep on this one, but.
So what's the purpose of the doctor if the doctor can't stop a fight?
So you can kind of see like blue is yes, so it's like half the states. It red is no, maybe
So
that's the
not in
other half.
Nevada, huh? Wow.
Right. So I didn't know that. I'm like that's fucking crazy. I thought the doctor always could stop a fight. And the other thing is, why is that state dependent and not like a universal rule? It's MMA is weird. Like the rules are different in on a state by state basis.
They
Like it
are.
should be consistent across the board.
Yeah, I agree.
Like if we're playing like a hockey game doesn't change from one state to the next,
Based on
like
where they
different
are,
rule
right?
set, you know? It's fucking stupid. So I saw that was going on. And then we were talking about CTE in the past, and I was trying to remember like Daniel Carcillo, who was a hockey enforcer. He had played for the Blackhawks and a handful of other teams. He said he had CTE. He did, it was magic mushrooms he did. And he said
Okay.
that's what helped cure him. And this is an older article. This is from CNN. They had updated it in 2024, but I think it's from 2021. He was saying he was suffering from dementia-like symptoms along with depression, anxiety, headaches, so much that even a day out with his kids felt torturous.
Huh.
He was saying if they want to go outside on a very sunny day and I can't find my dark glasses to block the sun out, I would try to go outside and tough it out, and that would trigger a headache, and then that would trigger head pressure. And he would say, and your impulse control is off, it would be miserable. Eventually, I would go inside. And just saying he suffered from insomnia, disrupted sleep, would go to bed at 4 or 5, trying to sleep as much as he could during the day so he wasn't around the sun, and basically all sorts of other shit. Said he spent over $500,000 on prescription medications and treatments at stroke rehabilitation centers, brain centers, and concussion centers, as well as holistic therapies, and worried that he was a burden on people's lives. So he said basically it was a last-ditch effort, took a dose of psilocybin in Denver, because I guess that was the first U.S. city to decriminalize hallucinogenic mushrooms. And he says,
Okay.
and I woke up the next day and I would describe it as feeling as the way I should. I felt like for the first time in a very, very long time, I had a zest for life. All I wanted to do was get on FaceTime and call my wife and call my kids and get back home. So basically, this was the article talking about that and how it helped him. And then it was going into talking about how Jeff Nowitzki and the UFC was looking into this.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But this was like 3 years ago, and I don't remember it didn't seem like anything ever happened to it.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully this could be potentially a treatment for like all these, because so many fighters that are fucked up. And this is another fighter. He's just in another sport. So hopefully they'll start pursuing this and probably make psychedelics legal or loosen the strings on that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like in psychology, that it's like the research shows that using hallucinogenics can like rewire trauma stuff that's in your brain. Like when trauma gets stored in these pockets,
mm-hmm.
it can help you like reconnect the left, right, because sometimes that gets crossed up because there was traumatic events that happened to people with addictions. It's been really successful for some people. I just don't know, like with this kind of brain thing, which is like a physical injury to the brain. I don't get how the mushroom would work with that. But if it does, great. Like I don't know how that happens, but
it's magic.
Oh, it's a magic. I didn't know it was a magic.
That's all you need to know. Magic.
I mean,
abracadabra, brioche.
That's right. You're healed.
That's right. I don't know. I like it. I think it's good. I think people should try it, and hopefully that'll.
Well, I don't think you can hurt. You know, so it's not like. I mean,
it's. I just think it's beneficial, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to get more crazy. These guys are fucked up.
Likely not.
Let them try some shit.
PG Pen up with some of this stuff, but
exactly. We don't. I'm just waiting for his seventh arrest to come next week, in the year. You know, it's insane. I got a couple other things, but I want to skip it. Let's go to.
I have no KOs for some reason, but I have a knowledge.
Okay, so. I got a interesting technique. I've never seen this. This is a guy doing a front flip axe kick into a bag, but landing on his feet. This is fucking crazy.
Whoa!
Like that is insane. Because usually they do that and they land on the
Did
ground.
He
touch it's
the
like
ground
a,
at all?
No. Usually it's like a rolling thunder. See
wow.
that? It's crazy. Yeah.
That is really crazy. I wonder if his knees are going to be okay.
That looks bad when he gets older.
Knees. That looks bad for your knees.
Let's see. I got like two KOs. They're not devastating. The first one is more for the celebration afterwards. I'm going to turn the sound off.
Okay.
Oh, it's loud as shit. So he gets a KO. And then he does the celebration. I'm a T-Rex.
What the hell?
Yeah.
That is so crazy.
So yeah,
I kind of like it though.
Yeah, I like the T-Rex. Lie.
I think it's pretty. It's crazy.
Fuck yeah. And then I gotta go. This is Aspen Ladd. She was successful in BKFC. So I like how she was approaching this because she's kind of mixing up. She's going body head with like lefts and rights, and then eventually she'll catch her. I think with like a hook.
Oh, she's bloodied up there. Oh, damn.
And drops her down. And I think that was about it.
Damn.
BKFC. Yep. Got a little blood action.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right into knowledge. What do you got?
Okay. So I discovered this. I can never know. When I find these things, by the way, I'm like, I'm sure Matt has showed me this before, but I don't remember if you have. I found a little Instagram, cats with guns. So here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go. I've not seen this.
Okay, good. Cat number one, cat number two. Da, 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 cat guns.
Get some.
Oh, that was this. Okay, hang on. We saw that one already. Here we go. Apparently it's a bazooka or something. Mortar launcher. Double guns.
Yeah, this is crazy. There's so many of these floating around. It's getting crazy because
it's hard to know. I mean, this is somewhat believable. Like it could
yes.
be possible.
AI is on the verge of
double guns. Look at
tricking
this.
Everybody. It's like he's in Saudi Arabia.
Freaking katana. Here we go. Samurai sword. Anyways, there's, if you go down a rabbit hole, there's way more. There's all kinds of shit like this. And the hard part for me, it's like, it looks so real.
Exactly.
I'm nervous. Like,
it's
who's
terrifying
to say that someone couldn't just AI our show and be like, just make our.
Exactly. Well, the only way that's going to, they're going to have to only look at stuff on someone's legitimate channel. If it didn't come from their channel, didn't happen. But who knows? Because the news likes to take everything out of context. So, you know, once this starts getting crazy, they're just going to run with shit.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be, the onus is going to be on the person to try to prove that's not real. And I don't know how you're going to do that. Scary.
Yep.
I have some knowledge. Let's start with Joanna Jędrzejczyk. I don't know what this is from, but make sure there's like no volume. So yeah. I think she's just getting ready for something.
Whoa.
Yeah, it looks like she put on like some weight, but it's healthy weight. Like she looks thicker than where she was in the past.
Yeah. In a good way.
And she was actually, I think, at the UFC, I think she did a Q&A over the weekend, and it sounded like there was a hint of her wanting to come back to fighting.
Oh, nice.
Because the fans wanted it. So
big
there
fan,
was
big fan.
There was okay. That. And then Laura Cinco, I'm going to have to blur this the fuck out, but apparently on the weigh-in show, they keep having her do like crazy shit.
That flan? She eating some flan?
Yeah. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
So they have her taking down some flan. And the crazier thing was she's like, let me put my hair up first before I take this on.
Yes.
So anyway.
Probably not the first time she's taken it on.
No, I share because I care.
Advanced technique right there.
That was impressive.
Yeah, I agree. Alrighty, well, go Bears for
that's right.
Continued success. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffin, thanks for playing.